This is Puppeteer's Farm, a new podcast produced by Seth Stone and Morgan Champagne. This is a heavy show, so we highly recommend reading the content warnings, which are in the show notes. The transcript link is also in the show notes. Enjoy this first episode, That Old Farm.
I became an official paranormal investigator 15 years ago. I was 20. My eyes were still bright, my soul was still curious. I still loved the world around me. My first ever case was what I call Puppeteer's Farm. A strange farm in my hometown that was full of people, but always quiet. No one ever left, and no one ever went in. Except me. I went in. People were disappearing on the farm, and I wanted to know why. I was an idiot. I guess it's finally time to tell the story of Puppeteer's Farm, isn't it? It can't be my secret forever. Plus, I owe it to them. To all of them. This is the story of Puppeteer's Farm. My name is Detective Holly MacArthur. No, I sound like an idiot. Holly MacArthur, nice to meet you. Ugh, why can't I get this introduction right? The introduction is always the most important part. Just keep practicing, Holly, you'll get it. Hello, I'm Holly MacArthur. I'm here to visit the farm.
Nice to meet you.
Ah! When did you... Who are you?
Name's Gray Jogan. I run this here farm. Holly, you said.
Yeah. I didn't think I was this close to the farm.
You said you want to visit?
I'd like to stay a while if I could.
We don't get visitors.
I know, but I was hoping...
You were hoping to visit us. What makes you different from anyone else who wants to visit us here?
I want to help you find the people who are disappearing.
Sorry, I didn't hear anything you were just saying.
What? I want to help you find the people disappearing.
No one is disappearing, Miss MacArthur.
No, yeah, they are. The missing reports say so.
There are no missing reports. I think you should leave.
Wait, I was lying. I just really want to join your community here. I hate the town. It's miserable there. I promise I won't cause trouble. Please let me stay?
We'll have to ask the community. But there isn't any harm in letting you explore, I suppose.
Thank you, Miss Drogan.
You can call me Gray. Go ahead. Go inside.
Where should I... Gray? Hey, Gray. Where did she go?
Hi, do you need help? Are you lost?
No, Do you live here?
Just over by that hill, by the orchard. I'm Max. Who are you?
I'm Holly. I might be living here soon.
Oh, you're the new girl. Gray mentioned you.
How could she have told you already? I've been here 3 seconds.
She told the trees. Well, new girl Holly, what do you want to see first?
The trees?
What do you want to see first?
What is there to see?
The old mill, the orchard, Gray's house, the waggler's house, the lake, the pond, the cows, the horses, the chickens, the sheep.
The old mill.
Follow me.
What did you mean when you said that Gray told the trees?
Seems pretty straightforward to me. She told the trees.
Yeah, but trees don't have ears.
They can hear you right now, you know.
But they don't have ears.
Just because they don't have ears doesn't mean they can't hear.
I'm confused.
I'm sorry about that, new girl Holly.
You're acting strange.
I'm sorry you think so. We're almost there.
But we were just at the bottom of this hill.
You're silly. I like you. I hope you get to stay.
Max, hey, wait, where are you going?
I have to get back to my apples. See you around, new girl Holly.
Bye, I guess? Hello? Anyone in here?
Down here, under your feet.
Ah! What are you doing under the floorboards?
I'm making dinner. Obviously, I'm messing with the mill engine.
Oh, obviously.
Could you give me a hand?
I'm Holly.
Oh, I know. I'm June Kelly. Did Max bring you here?
Yeah, how did you know that?
He left me an apple.
But he never saw you.
He doesn't have to see me to leave me an apple. He was right. You are silly.
Of course he doesn't have to see you. That makes perfect sense.
Now you're coming around. So, what do you want to know about the mill?
Do you live here?
Yeah, I like the sound of the running water. It's calm at night.
Are you a mechanic?
Inventor? Duh.
Duh.
I like your hair.
Thank you.
I've thought about making mine colorful, like yours, before, but we don't have a hairdresser on the farm. And you're not a hairdresser either.
No, I'm a researcher. I study scientific phenomena and things like that.
Ray did mention you were a liar.
I'm sorry?
You lied to me. You don't research scientific phenomena, detective. You research paranormal phenomena.
How did you know that?
I know a lot of things, Holly.
I think I should go.
Wait. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you. I do. I know a lot of things. It's just my thing. Like Max and his trees.
Does everyone here have a thing?
Most of us do. Not Otis, though.
Otis?
There it is now. Hi, Otis. Good morning, Otis. Would you please take Holly to the animals?
Wait a second.
Enjoy the animals. I'll see you later tonight.
What's tonight?
The town meeting to decide whether you stay or not, of course.
Oh. Hello, Otis.
Hello. Follow me.
Okay. So, you're Otis? I'm Holly. Nice to meet you. June said you don't have a thing, so I'm thinking you and I are the most normal people in this farm. You're not very talkative.
Here.
What? Oh, the animals. Bye.
Don't worry, Small. She's a friend.
What?
Come on over here. Stick out your hand and pet him gently.
Aw, he's so cute. Hi, Lamb. Hi, baby.
He likes you.
I'm Holly.
Hi, Madley. That little sheep you're petting is Small. Why don't you sit with me for a second?
Sure. Adley, you said your name was?
Yeah. June didn't mention me?
He didn't mention you, no.
They were probably wrapped up in their inventing. So, what do you think so far?
It's interesting here. You seem like the most normal person I've met so far. I thought Otis was, but I don't think we'll get along.
Otis is quiet. I wouldn't hold it against it. I'm sure it liked you just fine.
That's so nice of you. So, what's your thing?
I can speak to the animals.
Really?
Yeah. They're louder than you'd think.
Why were June and Max acting so weird?
They're kids. Our youngest here, minus Henrietta. But even she knows proper manners with visitors. They're both overexcited around new people, as they never see any, and they forget to ease you into things instead of pushing you in head first. Sorry about that.
How old are you?
I'm 19. And you?
20.
You seem nice, Holly. The animals like you.
You're sweet. Is this the part where you point me to somebody else?
You can stay a while if you like.
Addie! I want to see the sheep!
Hi, Henrietta.
Addie! Sheep!
Alright. Come here, Small buddy. You've got a visitor.
Is she your sister?
No, she...
No, she's ours. Come on, sweetie. Leave Adley and his friend alone.
Gail, Florence, this is Holly. She's new here.
Hi!
Hi, Holly. Nice to meet you. Do you want some tea, dear? You look a little pale.
If you've got some, I'd love some.
Of course. You coming, Adley?
Sure.
Your house is so beautiful. I love the hanging herbs and flowers.
Aw, thanks. Henrietta, go get washed up.
Mama?
Listen to your mama.
Fine.
You'd think you were telling her to get rid of all her toys by the way she stomps off.
You let her do whatever she wants, Addie. Don't give me that.
Hey, she's cute. I just can't resist it.
How old is she?
5. Here's your tea, love.
Thank you.
Have you two seen Jules?
I think they're down by the lake.
Jules?
My best friend. I'll see you around, Holly.
Wait, I'll come with you. I haven't seen the lake yet.
If you want.
All right. I'll see you around?
Anytime, dear.
Addie, don't go!
I've got to see Jules, Henrietta.
Can I come?
Not this time.
Addie, what's wrong?
They're sad again. Goodbye.
Dear, wait.
What's up with that?
Jules is normally sad.
The ducks down at the lake tell Addie when they're upset. He doesn't like it when they stand near the lake.
Which way is the lake?
Down past the mill. You'll find it.
Thank you.
Bye.
Please don't step into the water, Jules.
Addie, didn't see you there.
Right here. I'm not going anywhere.
You brought Holly with you.
Oh, hi.
Hi. It's okay, Addie. Sit with me. You too, Holly.
Are you Jules?
It's nice to meet you.
You too.
It's cool to have someone else our age around.
I hope I get to stay.
I hope so, too. Do you like ducks, Holly?
Yeah.
Addie, call one over.
Milan!
It's on your shoulder!
Say hi to Holly, Milan.
She's so pretty.
She just had a bunch of babies, too. The life cycle is so beautiful, don't you think?
Yeah.
We can't stay for long. You still have to meet Essie.
Essie?
She's tending to the pond. If we hurry, we can get there before the meeting starts at Gray's house.
That's right, the meeting!
You look nervous, Holly.
What special thing can you do?
Nothing much. I help the crops grow.
That's cool.
You still look nervous.
Why is the lake red? Like blood?
The lake isn't red. Now come on, we're going to miss Essie. Get up.
Listen to Jules, Holly.
But the water...
Maybe Florence and Gale slipped something weird in your tea. There's nothing in the water!
I think I want to leave.
You can't leave until the meeting decides. Come on, Holly.
Please step away from the water, please.
Do not touch the water, don't!
I...
What's wrong with her?
Jules! She's awake. She's awake.
Holly, are you okay?
What happened? Did I...
You fainted. You were so cold.
I touched the water. The water!
You're tired. You've been walking all day.
I want to go home.
You made a choice, Holly. This is your home now.
But the meeting...
You asked to stay. I'm sorry, but you asked to.
It doesn't matter what the meeting says now, Holly.
I... Take me to meet Essie, please.
Are you sure? You don't want to rest for a minute?
No, take me to Essie.
Let me help you.
If this is my home now, I need to make the most of it.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Essie!
Hey, y'all! Wait, who are you? Jules, who is this?
This is Holly.
Hi, I'm new here.
Holly. We don't take new people.
Well, there's a first time for everything.
No, I don't think... Addie?
Essie, why don't you tell us about the pond? How are the tadpoles?
They're... good. They're all healthy and growing up strong.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that.
You keep tadpoles?
Yes. I really think...
No, it's okay. The meeting. Come on.
I thought it didn't matter.
It doesn't. We still have to go.
Great. Lead the way, Essie.
Yeah, okay. Jules, can I talk to you later?
Yeah.
Hey, new girl Holly! You don't look so good.
I'm all right, Max.
No, he's right. Adlai, Jules, Essie, what's going on?
Nothing, June. Why don't you and Max go sit down?
Junebug, I think we should...
All right. Coming, but...
Listen to Addy.
Okay.
Hello, dears. Feeling better, Jules?
Yeah, thanks, Gail.
Holly, what's the matter?
Nothing. Hi, Henrietta.
You're cold.
Yeah, I guess I am.
You coming in, kids?
We'll be in there in a sec.
Otis.
In you go. Can't miss your own meeting, Holly.
Gray, can I speak to you?
Of course.
We shouldn't. I'll catch up to you.
Come on, guys.
What's wrong?
What is this? What's going on here? What happened to me? Why can't I leave?
I don't know what you're talking about. I thought you wanted to stay.
I wanted to help the people who were going missing. I didn't really want to stay. Let me go home.
I'm sure I don't know what you mean. Please, go inside.
Gray, please!
I'm sure I don't know what you mean.
No, listen to me. I'm trying.
Please, go inside.
Gray.
Please, go inside.
Fine.
I call this meeting to order. Today we will be discussing whether or not Holly MacArthur can stay with us. Max, why don't you begin?
I like Holly. She's really nice, even if she's a bit silly. I'd like her to stay.
June?
Of course, I want her to stay. If she wants to.
Gail?
She's a sweet girl. I'd like to have her around.
Florence?
Same as my wife.
Henrietta?
Holly is cold.
Adlai?
Yes, she should stay.
Jules?
Same as Addy.
Essie?
Well, I... Holly, what do you want?
Essie, should she stay or not?
Holly, come on, say something.
S, you've got to choose.
Holly!
Essie!
Stay. She should stay.
We're decided, then. Welcome to Puppeteer's Farm, Holly MacArthur.
Puppeteer's Farm podcast would like to acknowledge that we create our stories on stolen land. The land we occupy belongs to the Eastern Shoshone and Goshoot peoples. This episode starred Aria Bunny as Holly MacArthur, Seth Stone as Adlai Cadigan, Morgan Champagne as Jules Zeme, Rebecca Krause as Essie Fackelman, Danny Spiller as Max Navon, Rue Dickey as June Kelly, Emma Erickson as Gail Wagler, Avery Smith as Florence Wagler, Abby Ogden as Henrietta Wagler, Jay Short as Gray Jogan, and Sophia Weaver as Otis Ford. This episode was sound designed by Seth Stone, written by Morgan Champagne, and produced by Seth Stone and Morgan Champagne. Thank you so much for listening.